Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za. At the launch of a new vehicle the other day, the product manager spoke about a recorder in the car. It gives you accident reports on its app and various other things. My immediate question was around data privacy. Now, I was assured that the European brand in question took privacy very, very, very seriously and that the data was mine and mine alone. I asked a follow-up question. What if the data is subpoenaed in a court case? The answer was a little more vague. Admittedly, as I was asking the wrong person, a product person rather than a legal person who could answer a legal question. But it does leave an open question. Is our car or appliance liable to incriminate us? What of our right to not incriminate ourselves? There are literally millions of data points being created about us for every kilometer we drive. And many of our home appliances are listening or watching what we're doing or looking at our keystrokes. Now, serendipitously, there was an article in the New York Times this week. Apparently, Chevrolet has been sharing the data on its cars with insurers. Now, it is an opt-in program for the owner to get this data, but salesmen, upon selling cars, were agreeing to send the data to insurers behind your back, you know, ticking the boxes as you sort of blindly waiting for them to finish filling in all the forms. Now, this is a slight fiasco, to say the least. The journalist in question is actually a privacy reporter, and she had inadvertently opted in without her knowledge. Every emergency braking or hard steering event or computer collision avoidance warning that she had was reported to her insurance, affecting her premiums. Interestingly, she was not entitled to this data because she hadn't opted in for that part of it. Now, this may seem fair in a sense to share with insurers, with high-risk people paying more premiums, but that's only true if one opts in. And how many of those events in any event were avoidable? What were the circumstances? You know, it might be a reasonable thing for a normal person to have been braking hard under certain circumstances, particularly when you're driving with those other idiots on the road. Now, interestingly, her daughter did not report a single incident of exceeding the speed limit. My mileage would vary. But having said all of this, the scare remains. The ominous Big Brother is here and needs to be acknowledged. Our privacy is sacrosanct. But you need to be aware of what you agree to or have agreed to on your behalf. But that means reading all of that fine print. And as I heard in a song the other day, the big print giveth and the small print taketh away. The fact is, we aren't capable and we need effective legislation to get this done right. I can live in hope, can't I? Be careful out there. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment on this or any other program, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee in the podcast and fmr.co.za.